We've reached a stage where if you have a cell phone, it's now more likely than not that it's a smartphone. According to some figures I saw the other day, Americans are pouring so much money into monthly data plans for our phones that it seems to be cutting into our spending on restaurants and clothing. There's nothing wrong with that shift. In fact, it was probably inevitable given just how awesome today's smartphones really are. From Motorola's Droid phones to the iPhone to the new Samsung line and others, they are a huge leap forward from the phones most people had just 5 or 6 years ago. One of the key benefits of these smartphones is that you can use them to record photos and videos in really astonishingly high resolution. And again, that's terrific. But it does make it all that much more important that you save those files onto a different computer, one that you back up at regular and frequent intervals. Now, the crux of today's tip isn't so much that it's important to run those backups. We've addressed that over and over again. The important piece of today's advice is to let you know that if you're running those backups and even just charging your phone with any kind of frequency, don't be surprised if you wear out the cord that you use to make the connection between the phone and your computer or wall charger. Those cables are just like any other wires. Bend them often enough and they'll eventually wear out. And given the way many of us give our phones and those cords some daily abuse, they're going to wear out sooner than, say, the cord on your vacuum cleaner. Diagnosing a worn-out cord is pretty easy. It stops carrying a charge or a data connection to your phone. But replacing it requires that you keep your eyes open. It's easier than ever to find replacement cables almost everywhere. Grocery stores, convenience stores, drug stores, and even discount stores all carry them. But you may notice that some of them are a lot cheaper than others. That's because some cords are for power only. Other cables, the ones that often cost a little bit more, are for power and data. The manufacturers, especially those making off-brand cables, are very good at burying the difference on the fine print on the packaging. But it's important to know which one you're actually getting. The difference in price between a power-only cable and a power and data cable is only a few bucks. But you'll probably find that price to be worth avoiding the frustration of discovering that your brand new cable is recharging your phone's battery, but won't do you any good when you try to save pictures of your adorable newborn niece or video from your kid's swim meet. Know the difference and be sure you know which type you're getting before you shell out your hard-earned money. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.